There is a pandemic in the Western world, especially, but not only in America, that few are talking about, let alone addressing. This pandemic doesn't actually kill people, but it does ruin lives, crush families, and cause debilitating pain, far more than most cases of COVID-19. What pandemic am I talking about? The pandemic of people who do not speak to one or both of their parents. Why have these people decided to hurt their parents in one of the worst ways possible, to the extent of not even allowing their parents contact with their grandchildren? There are three primary reasons. The first is the rise of the therapeutic mentality. Prior to the explosion of psychotherapy, people were governed by shoulds. But beginning in the 1960s, the therapeutic model replaced the moral model as the guide to one's behavior. A popular phrase at the time was, "There are no shoulds." I'll use a family story to illustrate this point. Despite the fact that his mother was a very difficult woman, my father called her every night. And every night, she would yell at him. As a child, I heard this because instead of holding the phone to his ear, my father would periodically place the phone on the kitchen table. Had my father been born a generation later and told a therapist how much he dreaded calling his mother, the therapist would likely have led my father to believe there was no reason he should talk to her. The therapist would have declared my grandmother toxic and given my father permission to avoid calling her. A culture that declared there are no shoulds would have concurred. But my father lived in the age of shoulds. Moreover, he was a religious Jew who had been taught the Ten Commandments since childhood, the fifth of which is, honor your father and your mother. And he believed, as did most Americans, that the Ten Commandments were given by God. In our secular age, the Ten Commandments are largely ignored. In fact, there are no God-given commandments. Instead, you do what you feel is right. If you don't feel like talking to your mother or father, you don't. My father, governed by the Ten Commandments and many other shoulds, called his mother every night despite the fact that he rarely felt like doing so. A second reason for this pandemic is parental alienation. This is usually caused by one parent against the other during or after a divorce, frequently, though certainly not always, by the mother against the father. She is so angry at her ex-husband that she has decided to hurt him in one of the worst possible ways, by convincing one or more of their children that their father is a terrible human being, unworthy of their love, respect, or even time. The children should have nothing to do with him. A third reason for this pandemic is ideological. This is the newest excuse for cutting ties with parents. I suspect few people in previous generations encountered parents whose children didn't speak to them because of how the parent voted. Many Americans hated Richard Nixon, but it's hard to imagine grown men and women in the late 1960s or early 1970s who refused to speak to their parents because the parents voted for Nixon. But many parents who voted for Donald Trump have a child who does not speak to them. For the record, I am not speaking about myself. My two sons and two stepsons and I speak frequently, love one another, and share values. But I know how lucky I am. I have met a lot of good people who have at least one child who no longer speaks to them. Yes, there are times when a parent is so abusive, pathological, or evil that communication becomes essentially impossible. And it is important to note, you do not have to love your parents. Just talk to them. Even the Bible, which commands people to love their neighbor, to love the stranger, and to love God, never commands us to love our parents. But at the very least, we owe them this, not to inflict terrible pain on them. Indeed, the infliction of such pain on a parent is about as great an act of cruelty as most people will ever inflict on another human being. If there is a God who gave the Ten Commandments, these people will be judged accordingly. I'm Dennis Prager. If this video helped to clarify your thinking, please consider making a $5 donation at PragerU.com.